More on that Senate hearing now, where consumer advocates called on lawmakers to rein in what they term abusive lending practices by credit card companies. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
At a lengthy Capitol Hill hearing, members of the Senate Banking Committee got an earful.
Quite simply, the credit card market is broken.
That's Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren, who told lawmakers that credit card issuers earned roughly $79 billion last year from interest charges and late fees, fees she likened to a hidden tax on cardholders.
The credit card companies are imposing a huge tax. And for the 23 million of those Americans who are making only the minimum monthly payments and sometimes not that, the tricks and traps keep them on the financial ropes, collectively shelling out billions to the credit card companies and never quite getting back on their feet.
But representatives from the credit card industry denied they target vulnerable consumers, telling lawmakers that makes no sense. Richard Vega, CEO of Barclays Bank.
The vast majority of credit card holders use credit cards responsibly. It's in nobody's interest to provide credit cards to consumers who cannot repay the money they borrowed. For that reason, we and all other issuers strive to provide credit cards only to consumers who can handle the credit offered to them.
Yesterday's hearing comes as the Government Accountability Office has noted a steep rise in the number of consumers paying double-digit interest rates on their credit cards. The hearing also signals a shift in tone on the part of the new Democratic majority Congress, which has promised a series of hearings on how the credit card industry markets cards to consumers. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.